Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Nobody checking in saying we are the best people they know. That surprises me.
The email must be down.
Yeah, it must be down. Craig did a story where 46% of people out of 2,000, I guess, polled think that they're the best people they know. And I think that might be right in some cases, but I'd say probably in 10% of those cases might be right. And
the rest, I think you're overshooting it there.
And the rest, and I still think it could be around a bunch of people you know are really bad, and you're not, so you're the best person you know. You know.
Like Todd said, if somebody answers that, that should disqualify them immediately. If you think you're the best person you know.
Yeah, you're probably not. I get that. That's why I lowered it to 10, but it probably, like, Fuss is right, it might be lower than that.
Yeah, that's,
right.
That's a narcissism on a scale that's right. Unfathomable.
Right.
Unless you're hanging around, you're just a bunch of horrible people.
Yeah.
And they can be right. And they're fun, though, sometimes.
And if you are, then you're probably not a good person either.
Well, you're John McCain in the POW camp?
Well,
I guess it's me.
Well, hanging around, I get it, but you can have bad family situations where you're just, you know.
Sure.
What's up, Craig?
Well, it was on this date in 2002. Van Halen's Eddie. Who had been battling cancer, announced that he had received a 100% clean bill of health from head to toe.
Well, that was cool at the time.
Sometimes these things pop back up.
How long was he cancer free? And did he stay?
I don't think he stayed.
I don't think he stayed sober. I think he kept smoking after that too.
I don't think he ever quit. Did he?
No, I don't think he ever did either.
Oh. No.
That's too bad.
This weekend it is Elon Musk and Miley Cyrus on Saturday Night Live.
It's got to be an interesting work week there.
Well, I read, Chris Redd tweeted something out, because remember he called him, I sent in some skits. Well, they're called sketches. And Chris Redd retweeted that earlier in the week and said, well, maybe first I started calling them sketches. But then Chris Redd tweeted it out yesterday, because Elon Musk has said publicly this week that everybody has been great to him. And Chris Redd just tweeted that.
Well, they're all pros. They have to be.
They're all pros, right.
They could have bailed on him.
Well, it wasn't
he's not the first douchebag host they've had to deal with.
No, they haven't. Trump hosted, for Christ's sakes. And half of them didn't want that either.
Yeah, but the only time I recall somebody bowing out
was Andrew Dice Clay.
Dice.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Nora Dunn didn't work that week. And I don't think she worked after that.
I don't know if she came back or not.
She faded away.
But that
pretty
was pure
quickly.
Sexist male jokes. That's why she didn't like that guy.
Yeah. Hickory dickory.
I heard some of his comedy again the other day on the radio, and it was just one of those. And they weren't even jokes. They were just this horrible anti-woman rant. It was hilarious. It was just I'm thinking. And some of his were actually jokes, but this was just like, you know, hardcore. You know?
And he became a superstar.
Superstar. Yeah.
I would say that Steven Seagal was the worst host that they had to go through there.
Yeah, he was
that
the biggest,
seems to be the consensus.
Dick. Biggest dick.
I forgot that Sinead O'Connor was the musical guest for that Andrew Dice Clay episode.
That's right.
Yeah, it says that her and Nora Dunn were boycotting the episode, saying, nah, we're not going to do that with him.
Right. That's right.
That's a mismatch of musical and host big time.
I remember Dice commenting on that. And he said, that's too bad. She was a cute, bald chick.
Well, I DVR Saturday Night Live, so of course I'm going to watch it, so we'll see what happens.
Is Miley going to do her own music?
I would assume, yeah.
Let's see.
That'll suck.
I like it when Miley covers rock songs. She's a really good rock singer.
And
she is.
Yeah, like when the Foo Fighters do cover songs. I like it, too.
She might be alongside the kid LaRoy.
Of course, she's
involved
in a
remix of his hit "Without You."
Gee, I don't know that song.
Remix,
and I don't even know if I'm saying that name correctly.
So there's a guy coming in.
I can't answer. I don't know.
No cover of "The Bitch Is Back."
No word on that.
Yeah, she was on some Elton John tribute album a few years ago. Did that? It was great.
She was on the night of the Final Four.
Yeah,
she was performing live, like in between games.
She was. I missed it too.
And she did a couple of she did like a Stevie Nicks cover, and she killed it.
Yeah, well, she could sing.
She killed it.
6 strands of Kurt Cobain's hair are headed to auction in a lot of rock memorabilia.
Did it fly off his head after the gunshot? What?
Yeah.
Where did? Sorry.
They skull must still have, attached. Right.
Yeah.
Stuck to the wall.
Thanks for ruining my Mother's Day gift for my wife, Craig.
Get help, by the way. Get help, by the way.
They were on the shower wall?
They are jokes,
Pick the hairs out of that brain matter. It could be worth something.
Yeah. These were jokes, but please get help if you need it.
The hair was initially acquired.
Another cloudy day in Seattle. We talked about this earlier, right?
By Kurt's hairdresser and confidant, Tessa Osborne.
Oh, they got off a brush.
On the Bleach tour. During a haircut in 1989, well before the Nevermind breakthrough a couple years later.
And she just saved it for all
those
years?
She stashed away a lock, later gave it to an artist in Seattle after his death, and now it's up for auction.
How much?
Auction.
What's the opening bid?
It doesn't say here.
Okay.
$8. Right.
People like that kind of stuff.
Oh, they do.
I still prefer like guitars, but I think people's hairs is pretty cool if you're that into them.
If you had this and George Washington's hair, you could create like your own Fallen Heroes Jurassic Park.
There you go.
Or fingernail clippings. You could collect those.
Yeah.
Because I think they continue to grow after you're dead.
I think this is
for a certain amount of time.
Starting bid, $2,500.
All right.
Well, the cuticles recede.
Who loves, Mother's Day, puss. Your wife loves Kurt Cobain.
Yeah, now you guys have spoiled the surprise.
Mother's Day. Credit card, $2,500.
To start the bid.
I hope you'll win right away.
You could make
them
into a necklace.
Well, that's not how auctions work.
I know. So, my wife really loves
them. I'm going to open the bid at $2,500. Sold!
Put in a nice little paperweight or something like that for her.
Yeah, because that's a thing people need still.
Yeah,
well, paperweight.
You want to be able to just not have it in a baggie. That's not really something cool.
Yeah, you
maybe something you wear around her neck. Or something.
It looks like it's kind of already in a display.
Okay, got it.
Oh, you put it in a nice little locket, so she can carry around a locket of Kurt's hair.
Yeah,
she'd wear that before a locket of my hair.
Of course she would.
Well, she can see your hair.
Yeah. That's Kurt Cobain,
it out of your head if she wants to.
She loves Kurt Cobain.
You can make a bracelet out of the 6 hairs.
Yep.
Hey, look, it's Kurt Cobain's hair. Okay. See you later.
See you later.
Didn't Miley do Wish You Were Here the last time she was on SNL?
Yeah, that was one of the SNL From Home episodes last year.
Oh, yeah.
She was like out in her backyard by the fire pit.
God, thank God we're past that. Hopefully.
Did she ever do Wrecking Ball on Saturday Night Live, like on the Wrecking Ball?
No, not naked, no.
No, I've just seen the video.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well, inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you.
Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
In Nevada, the brothels have started to reopen.
Yeah. Everybody's vaccinated. You can bang, right?
Well, see, here's the thing.
What?
Some sex workers believe that the business will return, but they're not taking any chances. They want to offer deals to entice more hesitant customers through the door.
Right.
Kiki Lover told the Reno Gazette Journal that there will be a discount for her services for the first week.
How much?
She said that, well, it's a discount.
25% off butt stuff.
There you go.
That stuck to the table.
Thank you.
Yeah, I want that. I want that clip.
She said that they have to wear masks when they're in the parlor. They have to wear masks when the customer comes in. But wearing a mask in the individual rooms is up to the individual lady.
No vaccine passport?
No word on that.
I would think if I were a sex worker, I would demand that.
I'm sure people will. Get a vaccine, you get laid. Maybe I'll talk some people into it, you know? Some rural Trumpers maybe get a vaccine.
That may
offer to get laid.
Incentivize some people.
Yeah, they're doing with other things.
Yeah, you can't shoot without a shot.
Right. Now, she's not wearing a mask because her mouth's going to be busy, right?
That's what she said. Good. She said sometimes, well, you know,
if I'm paying her, it's going to be busy.
Right. Some people wouldn't necessarily pay for that, but I don't get that.
No, here do I.
But that's what you hear.
I want the whole experience.
That's what you hear.
And the mouth is part of it. You know, Craig.
Right. And you don't want the nose covered up either.
No.
You want that nose all up in there.
Well, I'm not looking for the girlfriend.
Well, she has to breathe.
I want her to breathe, right.
Yeah, we're not looking for the girlfriend experience. We're looking for the brothel experience.
Exactly. Yes. I want your mouth to be available the whole time.
The girlfriend is like, we're going to my mom's on Saturday. Oh. I thought we were doing this.
Yeah. Balls are on the table when it comes to the...
Right next to the goose.
The Thank
brothel,
you.
The brothel experiment. Right, exactly. Yeah.
Now that goose is on the table.
Wrong one.
Now that goose is on the table.
You know what? I took out the old goose, and that one was still left in there. So I looked down and just saw the word goose, and as I hit it, I saw a little kid below that. Bad.
Man, I just hung up the phone and heard that. And
Thought we were talking about brothels, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm saying, things took a violent turn in that 30 seconds I was on the phone.
Has been rescinded.
I blame myself.
No longer can you use that clip.
That poor kid.
Yeah.
The latest thing I saw that people are using to get high.
Always interesting.
Caves.
Torches?
Yep. Frogs?
Yep. Chunks of rotten raw meat.
I
think they're calling it primal eating.
I'm listening.
Oh, you knew. Hold it. Ricketts be all for that.
Maybe, yeah.
Weed kills, but hell, go ahead. Eat raw meat and get high.
Yeah, but it's got to be raw beef.
Yeah, but raw beef is going to kill you, too.
In order
I mean, steak tartare, I get it, but raw beef is not really good for you.
Those taking part in this trend have dubbed it as high meat. They use the meat that has been left to rot over a period of weeks, months, and in some cases, years.
Is this either you're high or you die? One of those
the participant,
two?
No, the participants don't cook the meat and instead eat the gray flesh raw. The meat used is often covered in slime and little patches of gray mold.
I'm going to heave.
With some of the meat even having turned gray or brown as it decomposes. Actual doctors say this is a bad idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actual doctor.
Is that weird?
What's the buzz?
Those squares.
Yeah,
Todd makes an excellent point. Now, speaking to The Sun, Dr. Sarah Jarvis said that this stuff can cause serious illness, stomach pain, vomiting, diarrhea, dehydration. Fermentation is what they're saying. That's used in producing yogurt, alcohol, and sauerkraut. That's very different from rotting.
Yeah.
Fermentation is different from rotting.
Yeah, I get it, but still.
One person explained, normally they've got mason jars where they leave the meat or chicken in it, let it sit in the fridge for a few weeks, and then eat it.
Chicken?
Said he gets an immediate high. Doctors say that salmonella, listeria, and E. coli are a concern.
Yes.
These are things that are destroyed when meat is cooked properly. Now, they're not exactly sure. It's not clear why these people have experienced a sensation of getting high after eating the meat. It could be the delirium caused by severe poisoning or the reaction to the bacteria hitting the stomach. People who champion the primal diet that does include eating raw meat have, however, admitted that it can have adverse effects. One of the main advocates of the primal diet said, that makes people ill and explosively incontinent.
Oh, explosively.
Explosively. Yeah. That's not good.
Yeah, that's a bad word right there.
So, there's that. But apparently that's a new trend, a new thing that people are trying.
No, I'm not.
All right. Cook your meat, kids.
Yeah.
Early and often.
Yeah.
Roger.
Hey, Roger.
How's it going?
What's up, brother? How you What's doing, up? Man? How you feeling? Everything good?
You know, I'm hanging in there, man.
Good, man.
Heading to the hospital to get an infusion, but I got a deal for you.
Yes.
You get a GoFundMe. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't do this for anybody else,
right.
Not even myself. I'll go to the brothel and give it a test try.
GoFundMe for Roger. Well, my dad's no longer with us, so he can't go test it out himself. You're right. So. Well, think about your brother.
And I got one more for Nick.
Go ahead.
I got one for Nick. Hey, Nick, if you want anal, it's $500 extra, and that's just with a local girl out of the casino hotel. So, FYI.
You know what?
Oh, that's why you got to get 25% off.
Roger's been battling cancer, obviously, and he's still winning, obviously. Thank you. I'm so glad you are so far. But you stopped giving an F, because that's that line right there. you have zero Fs to give anymore. You just said how much local casino, and I don't care. Thank you, brother. 500.
All right, man.
All right.
Thanks.
500 extra.
So 25% off 500.
Mm-hmm.
How many miles would you walk?
Look at what?
How many miles would you walk for butt sex?
Probably about a dollar a mile.
Yeah, I think Roger, he didn't have many F's to give to begin with, but I think he said, I don't care now. I'm just going to throw that out there. He said local casino. Hookers locally here in our casinos.
He might have meant the local.
I think he meant local.
You're right.
He meant local.
Yeah. He meant local. Must be right.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Well, I would think you'd have to charge that much because you don't want to give that up every night. You'd be sore, right? Puss, am I right?
Every night?
Yeah. Well, if you're charging less, you might get asked to. People are going to want to spend more money on that.
Let's assuming it's right. Only once a night.
Right.
It is extra.
All right. True. How much is the discount? 25%?
That's what Nick said. Mm-hmm. Apparently Nick's is 25%.
So you only charge $375
right.
For butt stuff.
Right.
That's more feasible.
Yeah, if it's 25%.
Well, only during this reopening.
Right. Just for a better term.
Yeah.
Right. For a limited time.
The butt is reopening.
It'll close again here shortly. Hopefully.
Man, Roger was like one sentence away from giving us a name. Right. Her name's Susie. Here's her phone number. That was so cool.
All right. We're getting a nonstop flow of license plate images coming into the inbox.
Oh, really? How many? I think you can say on the radio?
No, this one. It's a Nebraska plate, and it says baby arm.
Whoa!
And that got through, huh?
Apparently.
That's funny.
They're listing dream teams right now on TV for Aaron Rodgers. These are all these guys in the morning.
One guy picked the Packers. That's no fun.
Yeah, one guy still thinks he's staying there. That might be possible. Jeff Saturday said the Niners. Bart Scott said the Broncos.
Gross.
And Ryan Smith said the Falcons. He's not going to the NFC.
No.
He's not going to the NFC.
No, like I said, I heard one guy the other day say that if they actually traded him to the NFC, that's grounds for getting the GM fired.
Yeah, you're right.
You're just not doing your job at that point.
No.
Well, wouldn't it be easier for Rodgers to navigate the NFC?
To get to the Super Bowl? I know that he has no choice.
Yeah, right. It's not up to him at all. And the Packers shouldn't want him in the NFC if they're going
to
trade him.
Oh, I think he wants to be in the NFC, but he's not going
to.
No,
I think he wants to. If he had his choice, he would go to the West Coast.
True, but I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think so either.
Well, Denver's close enough. It's not really the West Coast.
Yeah, because he's in a position to write his own ticket.
Can't.
I think his first choice probably would have been the Niners.
Yes.
Yeah. And they're not going to do that.
But I really think the Packers would set a bad precedent if they got rid of their GM.
Yeah.
They should keep that guy. At least give him about 10 years. Give him 10 years to rebuild a team.
Look, I'm of the mind that if he says the GM or me, meh, get rid of the GM.
Yeah, yeah.
I understand it's a horrible precedent to set business-wise.
I totally disagree.
Yeah.
You can't get rid of your manager.
Don't listen to Todd.
No, you keep that GM.
Completely don't listen to Todd.
No.
Yeah, he needs to stay long enough to piss Jordan Love off.
Yeah. I'm not gonna deny. I want him out of Green Bay just to see you guys in pain, because I'm not a good person.
You know my life. I'm already in pain every freaking day.
I know, but it's your Packers. I'm sorry, Craig.
And you're also safe because you have zero chance that he's going to end up in your division. Like you're not. That's not going to be a guy you're going to have to see twice a year.
No,
or anything.
But he's going to be in the AFC.
All the teams in your division are set.
Oh yeah, we're not. He's not going to end up there. No.
I
keep hearing this crap about Cleveland. Why would they do that? What's his face? He's got 10 more years at least left in his career, and he's doing okay.
Yeah, they'd ship out Baker Mayfield for 3 or 4 years with Aaron Rodgers.
Didn't Baker Mayfield have a decent year last year?
Pretty good year, yeah. Good year.
I keep seeing that.
He had a big game in the playoffs.
He did.
Shut up. Shut up, Nick.
And on another sports note,
25% off. I'm taking you up on that.
Craig mentioned Willie Mays yesterday, and
it's 25% off for Nick. Is going to cost me $25.
Willie was a little before our time, but
Willie
they showed a highlight reel of Willie Mays on Willie Mays.
Oh yeah, before our time.
He was 90 yesterday.
Yeah.
On PTI.
Yeah,
and he's the GOAT.
Yes,
he is the best baseball player of all time.
Yep.
Having seen the highlight reels over the years,
I can argue that.
I think the thing that gets overlooked at this Aaron Rodgers thing is living in Green Bay.
That's it.
That has to suck.
Even during the season.
Right.
Yes. Because obviously.
Regardless of what's happening with the football team.
Yeah, I think he doesn't live there during the season. Obviously.
Yeah, that's not his full-time residence.
Yeah, but you're there. You're there a lot.
Real estate's cheap.
Yeah.
No, real estate's not cheap anywhere.
Well, cheaper than living in any
California.
Big major metropolitan area.
He lives in Malibu, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's got, yeah. Well, I don't know if him and Danica bought that place. I don't know if they still have that.
Oh.
They might have gotten rid of that.
Wait, he might want to eat somewhere other than Applebee's.
Right.
Oh, there's a Brett Favre steakhouse just down the street.
Yeah. Okay. There might be a Holmgren steakhouse, too.
Okay, great. Okay, that's three things.
Exactly. Okay. I'm with you. I understand.
Yeah, I know. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.